the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 431, a series of unexpected events.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 13 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story. I kind of wish it was a graphic novel instead. A lot more pictures. The name's Hart, Detective Hart, two A's, two T's. Spell it right, say it right. And it's my job to tell you this story. You know, it's days like this I wish I'd followed my mom's advice and become a mime. In the last episode, Baron Freher and his gang of monsters set out for the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers to pull off their master plan. Break into the basement vault at the hotel and steal the weapons of their sworn enemies, the Monster Hunters. Part one of the plan is Dr. Mild posing as a delivery man, and the Baron sneaking into the banquet posing as a waiter. We open on the lobby of the hotel, where Cap, the hotel bell captain, and Giles, the front desk clerk, are discussing the excitement that is middling fare.
And nothing ever happens around here.
You said it, Cap. Deadly dull. Did I say deadly dull? Oh, it's just the delivery guy.
Yep. Well, good night.
I have,
a package?
What? Oh, yes. Yes, this package here. This simple package. With nothing unusual about it at all.
Uh-huh. Cap, wake up! You have a package to put away!
What about my package?
Just put this in the coat room, will you?
Radio!
By the way, you're late.
What?
Didn't the usual delivery guy tell you? He always gives Danny a ride home in the evening. Danny!
No, I can't. I have lots of deliveries to make.
Look, I'm not about to have Danny hanging around the lobby again. He freaks out the night staff. And quite frankly, he harshes my mellow. You're driving him home.
But...
Hi! Danny Hillcrest, right here. The other guy driver made me sit in the back. Can I sit up front?
I'm sure you can, Danny. Now go.
Okay, let's go!
I just... Okay, fine. Come on, kid.
You know, you're my WTF. That means work time friend. I can't wait to tell you all about myself.
Sure. Sure, kid.
Okay, I took that package all the way back to the coat room.
Cap, the door to the coat room is right behind me.
Yep, but I added value.
What do you mean?
Well, the wrapping on that thing looked a little bit shoddy.
Clearly something you're familiar with.
Huh? Well, anyway, I used some packing tape to seal the thing up.
That was actually very nice of you, Cap. I'll be sure to let Miss Fallmacher know. There might be a little something extra in your paycheck.
Ooh, I hope it's a mango. I love mangoes.
Yes, I'm sure it will be a mango.
Meanwhile, the Baron has made his way to the hotel banquet kitchen. Perfect! Now all I have to do is grab a few flutes of champagne and slip this sleepy time potion into them. Oh no, it's Abby Fallmacher. She'll recognize me for sure. Wait, I have on this disguise. I'll slip right past her.
You!
Who, me?
No, Nicki Minaj. Yes, you. You don't look familiar. Are you from the agency?
No, I represent myself. Take that, William Morris.
Whatever. Listen, Ted didn't show up tonight. I need you to clean these dishes.
But I am supposed to be out there, serving the guests.
Well, I should be home watching a Real Housewives of Bloom County marathon. But we all have sacrifices to make. Now get cracking.
At that exact same moment, or maybe a few moments after that, Dr. Mild pulls the taxi van around to the loading dock at the back of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
Why are we stopping here?
I have to log some things into my log.
Oh, okay. Hey, who's the guy in the back seat?
Oh, him. He's just another guy that I'm giving a ride home. But first he has to take care of something at the hotel. Fink, you can get out now.
Okay, Fink, get out.
Hey, delivery man, do you like to see, watch movies?
What?
Fink, out.
Okay, take the crate and go.
Okay. Sorry.
Just go.
See, I love movies. Well, not movies. Movie trailers. Which is an odd name because they don't trail anything. I mean, sometimes they trail off. Kind of like...
Looks like the plan is well underway. What could go wrong? To find out, tune in again tomorrow for episode 14 of Baron's Bunch. Not a drink to drop.
But I say, the more movie trailers, the better. Because they're like little small movies. You get all the best parts and don't have to sit through the plot. I really don't know, understand why they even bother making the rest of the movie.
Special appearances this episode by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at SaturdayMorningMedia.com, and Paul Barry from the Window to the Magic podcast, located at WindowToTheMagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.